And the afilu hezek at shelechav, even in the case where they did the damage first, before the chav, still you want to tell me Baal Chayv Kodim, that Baal Chayv can't take it? So Shema Midah Pnei Yeshav proof that Baal Chayv Mu'uchar, Shekodim V'Gobo, Mashagobo Le'Gobo, then the case where two people borrowed money like the later one, if he goes and collects the money first, he can't get his money back, and that's not so poshut. Some shittas say even a Baal Chayv Mu'uchar, even though you borrowed the money secondly, like you lent the money secondly to this person, Reuven first borrowed the money from somebody else, and then you lent the money, still you have a right to go and collect it first. So how come over here the Baal Chayv can't take it? So Gemara says, Le'elam really a Malach Masha Govel Govi. Could be other places, whoever collects the money first has the right to keep it. But the Shani Hosom over here, it's much different by the shore of the Tam. The Omale, because the Nizik has a right to say to these Baal Chayvis, listen, Ilu Gai Boch Heve, if this shore would have been by you, even if you would have collected the shore, and it would be by you, Lav Minoch Heve Govilei, wouldn't I went and collected it from you, Dai Tura the Yaskot Minei Mishtalimno? Because that's the law of a short time, that a short time the Nizik has the right to collect from the goof of the shore. So no matter where this shore ends up, the Nizik has the right to get the money. So therefore, this shibud is different. Here the Nizik has the right to keep the shore, and these Baal Chayvis don't have a right to collect it.
So therefore, what we're coming out, really the law could be that a Baal Chayv Mu'uchar, even though you lent the money second, still maybe you have a right to collect from the loiver first. Because the mice of the Leiva owes you money. Just over here, the reason why the Nizik has the right to collect the shore is because there's a new halacha that the Nizik always receives from the shore itself. And that's the Gemara's Loshin. Daitura the Yasko, Mino Mishalimna, I have a right to collect it from you. So Taisa speaks out, it doesn't really mean to say that if the Baal Chayv would have taken it and then it would do damage, so the Nizik has the right to collect from the Baal Chayv himself. Because that's only if you didn't make a good shmirah. But here you didn't do that, you wasn't at your fault. So therefore, Tay says just means to say that the goof for the shore is not mishuma to the Baal Chayv, the same way it's mishuma to the Nizik. Like we always say, a tam pays me goofoin, that's a bigger type of a shibud. Therefore, only the Nizik has a right to collect it, and not the Baal Chayv. So here it's different. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, four lines down, by the two dots, Tana Rabbanan. Six lines down. Tana Rabbanan, learn to the price like this. Shor Shavu Masayim, Shenogach Shor Shavu Masayim. One ox that's worth 200 zuz, Shtois Gord, another ox that's also worth 200 zuz, for Chavu Boba Chamishim zuz. And it did damage, injury to this one, and made them worth less, 50 zuz. So far the damage is only 50 zuz. What happened was Vishavach the Omad Alarba Mezuz, and then the value of the injured ox went up and became worth now 400 zuz. And really the tainu is Shalmolila Yeziko. Now if the Mazik did not hit the Nizi, did not gore his shore, or Yoimid al Shemaina Mezuz, it would have went up to the value of 800 zuz. So how much does the Mazik have to pay in such a case? The actual damage is only 50, but he caused him much more of a damage. He was going him much more of a loss. So Lacha is Noisen Kishas Nezik. The Mazik has to pay the Chatzi Nezik, this is a Tam. He has to pay the Chatzi Nezik, 25 Zuz he has to pay him. How much the Shah was worth, Bishat, the damage. Bishat, the damage was a 50 Zuz damage, Chatzi Nezik is 25. And Rashi says he has to pay Noisen Loi Chofei Zuz, Kishas Nezik. Can't say, give me 1/8. The Nizik can't say, pay me more, but that's a loch. He has to only pay him Chatzi Nezik, how much is worth the Shas Nezik. What's going to be Kochash? After the Mazik hit the Nizik, the animal, even though the Shas damage was only 25 zuz, it was only 50 zuz, but later the animal became worth much less. Kichesh, it deteriorated and became worth much less. So Lachar is, he has to pay him b'kishas hamod b'din, how much the animal is worth at the time when he came to Bezdin. If then it got worth all the way less, you have to pay chatzin nezik of how much it's worth then. In other words, all this is considered part of the damage, and you have to pay chatzin half of the damage you caused. What's going to be shavach mazik? Let's say the mazik, the animal or the mazik, became worth more after the damage. The Shalat Tam always pays Migufoi. So Lacha is nice like a Shasta Nezik. He only has to pay according to how much the animal was worth for Shasta Nezik. Let's say it did $100 damage, and the shor itself was only worth 50, so you can't get more than 50 from him, even though later the shor went up in price. What's going to be Kochash? Let's say after the Mazi did the damage, it itself also became depreciated, is Kishasa Modvedin. Then the Mazik only has to pay Chatzin as a Migufoi, how much a shor is worth, Vishas, you're in Bezdin, Shasa Modvedin. So again, this is a loch of a Tam pays Migufoi, you can't get more than the animal or the Mazik is worth. So therefore, the Chaluk, that's the Chidush Mavim, that a Shavach, if the animal gets worth more, you can't collect from them. But if the animal goes down in price, kichesh, that's the locha then that the nizik can't collect more than chatzin nizik from the goof of the shore, how much is worth b'shas amad b'din. So all these left, so locha the price that just got said again, kichesh, again, not with chatzin nizik, kichesh is b'shas amad b'din, and shavach, mazik, that locha is nice like b'shas nizik. Ma'ashayin ken kichesh gets worth less than b'shas amad b'din. Then you have to pay how much it's worth, b'shas amad b'din. All right, now we'll soon see this b'rais. The b'rais will also explain, now we'll explain all these b'rais, what we learned. And we'll soon say, Om Amar, Shavach Mazik, we'll go through to explain these things. We'll soon start the b'rais of Om Amar. We'll soon start.
More than what the show is worth, b'shas amad b'din.